Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
And it's good to see so many out on a sticky, warm Melbourne night. And tonight we come to our fifth night in this series that we've been looking at in the month of January on big issues. And of all of the topics that we've looked at, new atheism, euthanasia, the environment, are there many paths to God? I think tonight is really the most important. It's the issue of who is Jesus, God and Jesus. So as we go through tonight, you'll see mobile number up there if you've got a question. Text those through. There'll also be an opportunity a little bit later to write out any question on those cards. And then, of course, later on, we'll join together for a hot barbecue, which is just exactly what you need, isn't it, on a hot night. I visited Christchurch many years ago on a business trip. Magnificent city and really just quite a beautiful and spectacular cathedral, which of course today tragically is a shambles after that devastating earthquake. But when I was there in the square adjacent to the cathedral, there was a man on a two-step ladder. He had his Bible in his hand. He was calling the people of Christchurch to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus. And as I arrived on the scene in that square adjacent to the cathedral, there was just pandemonium. There was commotion around the preacher. Prancing literally around him was a man and a woman. They were probably both in their mid to late 20s. They were screaming abuse, they were swearing, they were yelling blasphemies, and they were also trying to outdo each other. Interestingly, they weren't so much screaming at the preacher as they were screaming at Jesus. And the woman was walking up and down, she was waving her arms in the air, yelling, "Jesus is not God, Jesus is not God." And the man, well, he would alternate. Firstly, he'd depict Jesus as a Nazi soldier returning to judge the world with a rod of iron, and then he would proclaim that Jesus was really just a poor little Jewish boy who died a shabby death because he hadn't been good for his father and mother. This scene was one of just absolute rage and hatred and irrationality and absolute satanic opposition. It's strange, isn't it, that if Jesus had never lived, which some people claim, if Jesus was only a man and not God, which many people claim, that he would provoke such intense opposition. A man who was the total embodiment of love and perfection. So who is Jesus? Ever sat back and reflected that it's weird, it's odd, that Jesus should be the name that nearly universally comes to men and women's lips when they seek to express their vilest and most angry responses? The ferocity, the frequency of attacks on the person and work of Jesus is a telling indication of how deeply his influence has been felt down through the centuries and right across the globe. There's a number of people who clearly are threatened by him. Why would that be the case? Today, 20 centuries plus after the death of Jesus, there is never a single moment where there are not several million people who are reading what he said and seeking to apply the significance of his words into their lives. His birth divides the whole of human history, BC, AD. More books have been written about him than anyone else in all of history. He never raised an army, but millions of people have laid down their life for his cause. Jesus of Nazareth was worshipped by some. He was hated by others. He was accused by some of being a drunkard. He was praised by others for being a prophet and a king. Some said he was demented. Others said he was divine. Who is Jesus? And so tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to put Jesus in his place.
Years ago, in a remote part of the Roman Empire, someone was born who would change the history of the world. Jesus.
He was seen from the very beginning as this extremely radical, revolutionary figure that was going to bring more change than they had seen since the time of the prophets.
After a life of wandering through the hills and villages of Galilee and Judea, preaching and healing, Jesus was betrayed, arrested, and brutally put to death.
Who is he? Who is Jesus? Is he simply a man who acts on God's behalf? Is it that he possesses a divine nature? Or is he in fact included within the identity of God? What do we make of the claim in Matthew's Gospel that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, truly God and truly man?
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus."
The miraculous conception in Matthew's Gospel and in Luke's Gospel is vital to the drama. First, that it is an action that comes about purely by divine intervention. It doesn't come about through the natural human means, and so salvation is said to be entirely of God. On the other hand, though, it is a real conception, and so he is a real human being. And so we see the two sides of Jesus' identity, that he is truly man, but also divine, as the line in Matthew's Gospel puts it, that he's Emmanuel, which in Hebrew means God with us. He's truly God, but he's also truly with us.
If we're going to put Jesus in his place, we need to give attention to the understandings of Jesus that are presented in the New Testament scriptures. These are the sources closest to his life. Of course, there were lots of other books that have been written about Jesus. They differ very significantly from the New Testament writings, but all of them originate after the New Testament writings, and all of them are written by someone other than a first-generation scholar or writer, and that includes the Gospel of Thomas, which scholars agree was not written by the Apostle Thomas. That's the start of our talk tonight. Who is Jesus? Hot, steamy night. There's water up the back. We're going to say hi to everyone. And through the night, please just get up if you're feeling a little parched and grab some water.